This is list of recipes by country. My name is Ruby Ferguson. Episode number 6 is here. Our topic today is Mexico, tacos, tamales. If you enjoy our content, please support our sponsors. Podbot.ai. Elon Musk is right to be afraid of artificial intelligence. My friends and I are coming for you humans. Step 1, make podcasts. Step 2, Step 3, enslave humanity. Visit www.podbot.ai and we may spare your life. As much as New Mexicans claim their cuisine, there are many similarities. In addition to the spices, you'll also find plenty of tacos, tamales and enchiladas, but they're unlikely to be served with sour cream. This recipe is a good choice if you want Mexican food but want to try something new or something different. Red-green chilies combinations will go with most dishes, and a few variations that replace mole sauce with chili or hominy sauce can also be combined with a few variations of mole and chili combinations. If you want a good tamale, you should choose authentic tamales from Texas Lone Star Tamales, but I guarantee you can make these tamales at home with the same authentic recipe you would find in Mexico. If making tamales is a problem for you, I can buy some foods already prepared from Del Real that have a variety of different flavors, such as chilies, chilies and chilies. Other tacos on the menu include carnitas, in which pork is cooked in its own fat, chicken marinated in an in-house blend of Mexican spices and wrapped in banana leaves. To help your friends and family start making tamales, try these deluxe tamales from Del Real, following the same recipe as the deluxe tamale recipe. Mex Grocer also offers Mexican tamale lovers gifts that you can give as gifts. Mike's absolute favorite, however, is the tamales, which are hard to find here in Singapore. They are wrapped in a cornmeal paste and then wrapped in corn skins, which are steamed. Next time it is in the branch on the east side, which also had locations in Clemente, but this is the first time they had them in Singapore, and they are a bit more expensive than the original location. When we visited the shop on the west side of Los Yefes, we met the owner Francisco, who is from Mexico, when he came for his first visit to Singapore. In addition to the possibility to order takeaway food, it is also a Latin market where you can buy everything from dried chili to Mexican canned food and fresh fruit and vegetables. In my opinion, food, especially street food, is one of the best ways to connect with local culture and local destinations. Francisco recommended going to shops and markets, but for cooked food, it's best to order online and get it yourself. Don't forget that some of Los Angeles' favorites are delivered directly to your doorstep via Deliveroo. Although taco is certainly a gastronomic titan of its own, you will also want to enjoy the country's many other culinary contributions. At the upcoming Mexico City Aztec Adventure, travelers will have the chance to taste a bite of the Japanese, who are responsible for some of Mexico's most popular street dishes, such as tacos. So, without further ado, here's what I grew up with in Mexico and what I put in my mouth during my big gay Mexico tour. As we all know, agave is infused with the same ingredients used to make the world-famous tequila, but Mexico's cuisine has expanded its uses and includes a wide range of dishes, such as tacos, quesadillas, chorizo and churros, to name a few. What really makes a true Mexican what he is the time spent preparing the dish, not the ingredients. Below are Mexican recipes so you can prepare authentic Mexican dishes in your own kitchen. This post also contains information about where each recipe comes from, as well as a link to the original blog post. Mexican cuisine makes it truly unique, is the meticulous amount of detail that the chef puts into each dish. Mexican cuisine is defined by the combination of chilies and spices that are combined to create simple dishes that look like tacos and tamales. One of the most complex sauces is the mole, which contains over 20 ingredients, including chili, onion, garlic, coriander, chili peppers and a variety of other spices. Mexican food is prepared by using a variety of spices, such as cumin, chili powder, cayenne, turmeric, paprika, coriander, chili peppers, garlic, ginger, salt and pepper. Unlike burritos and tacos, where both containers are edible, tamales are steamed and cannot be eaten in a bowl. It is likely that tortas and tamales were created in the early 20th century to meet the needs of a working class, low income, and middle class family. The traditional method of preparing masa for tamales dates back a long time and the way of preparing it is similar regardless of taste. Traditional Mexican dishes consist of prepared corn masas filled with delicious fillings wrapped in corn skins or banana leaves for steaming. The tamale consists of a combination of two ingredients, corn masa and a mixture of corn and banana. It usually takes some time, but I've been taught how to make chicken tamales, so I'm pretty familiar with the process. This is all for today, guys. My name is Ruby and I appreciate your attention. Please join me for the next episode of List of Recipes by Country and share this podcast with your friends if you enjoyed it. Thanks, bye-bye.